Welcome to this week's edition of Flashback Friday, your opportunity to get some good review by listening to episodes from the past that Jason has handpicked to help you today in the present and propel you into the future. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in these uncertain times. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds on the Holistic Survival Show. And by the way, be sure to visit our website at holisticsurvival.com. You can subscribe to our blog, which is totally free, has loads of great information, and there's just a lot of good content for you on the site. So make sure you take advantage of that at holisticsurvival.com. We'll be right back.
Now's your opportunity to get the Financial Freedom Report. The Financial Freedom Report provides financial self-defense in uncertain times, and it's your source for innovative, forward-thinking investment property strategies and advice. Get your newsletter subscription today. You get a digital download and even more. Go to jasonhartman.com to get yours today.
It's my pleasure to welcome R.P. Ruggiero to the show. He is the author of Brush Fire Plague. It's an action novel of survival and adventure in the context of societal collapse, and it delivers some useful lessons about survival that are woven throughout the novel. R.P., welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, and thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure. Well, hey, tell us about Brush Fire Plague.
Sure thing. Yeah, I think it's a pretty exciting and gripping tale of a plague breaks out. It's virulent in terms of how fast it's spreading, and also its sort of morbidity or kill rate. Essentially, it's like something no one's ever seen before. And so it really sets off right at the outset of the story, society really reacting to that and essentially starting to unravel very quickly. And the main character, his name is Cooper Adams, is sort of your average everyman forced to, he's actually a traveling salesman. And he's forced to sort of react and deal with the situation, including his own family, his neighborhood, and really quickly needs to organize his neighbors for self-defense amongst the sort of chaos and violence that starts occurring as everything sort of unravels all around them. And then he also sort of then gets the first clues that maybe this plague didn't just start accidentally, and maybe there was some intention behind it. And he actually starts tracking that down, and throughout the course of the novel, tracks that down and really culminates at the end of this. And at the end of the novel, he needs to make a decision about, does he tell the world what he's learned, or keep a horrible secret private and away from the world and give his nation a chance to recover and rebuild as the plague starts to actually lose some of its deadly effect towards the end of the novel.
Preppers and survivalists don't pay enough attention, I think, to this one particular area. Well, there's two big areas I think they miss. Number one is communication, kind of this mistaken, maybe subconscious assumption we have that we're all going to still use cell phones when things get rough. That's unlikely. So ham radios, that's an area everybody needs to become familiar with. Amateur radio, or at least CB radio, I think, or at least family walkie-talkies, if nothing else. But the other area is community, and the area of organizing with community, with neighbors and such. And there are some good lessons in Brush Fire Plague about how the main character organizes, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you actually brought that up on the first point, actually. One of the characters, essentially the main character's sidekick does actually have a ham radio, and that's one of the ways they stay in communication with what's happening throughout the world. But the second point is actually a great one. In fact, you know, I've been an avid reader of this genre my whole entire life, and I've always thought the aspect of how the groups function and how communities function has really always been neglected. You know, all too often it's sort of a lone wolf character who goes out and everyone does exactly what he wants, how he wants, and if he doesn't, he just kills them. You know, and I think that that's just not reality. And I think I tried to build in a lot of, there's actually a lot of useful lessons around group dynamics and how to bring people together for that common cause, common purpose of defense. There's I describe sort of how those issues get discussed and worked out in a way that I think is certainly not boring, and it actually adds a lot of drama and suspense to the novel. And the main character doesn't always get his way with his neighbors, and I think that adds a whole element of both reality to the novel and drama to the novel, but also, again, it does reinforce, I think, some valuable lessons, you know, for folks who want to be prepared for what might come, that you've got to be able to deal with and communicate with other people. I think that's essential to, you know, thriving and surviving in any sort of situation that's outside the norm. And that certainly is a strong thread throughout the novel. And I think it really, and again, in terms of this genre, is going to add a lot of value that people may not have normally seen in other works of a similar nature.
Well, what are some of the lessons? You know, communicating with other people, working with other people, certainly important, but maybe drill down on that a little bit more if you can.
Sure. You know, I'll just give one example. There's another character in the story. His name's Calvin Little, and the protagonist, Cooper Adams, and Calvin have a lot of tension at the beginning, and a lot of it is around ego. And I think that's one of the fundamental things. If you're dealing with other folks in your neighborhood, you know, you've got to learn how to deal with different egos, different approaches to a similar situation. And essentially, that's what plays out in the novel is one example. Another one, I think, that's that going to survival aspects that plays out in the Brushfire Plague is the notion that some people will not figure out fast enough that the rules are changing. And what worked in sort of a normal functioning society, those same rules are not necessarily going to work in a society that is confronting a huge crisis and is unraveling around them. And so that's another dynamic that I play out a lot in the story of how people, you know, how Cooper Adams essentially deals with that as well.
And beyond community and organization, what are some of the other things that he encounters and lessons people can learn, real life lessons in terms of how to handle those things?
You know, I think a lot of it, I try to cover a lot of the basics that sometimes get forgotten. I think you've mentioned communication. A lot of times people forget the basics of food, water, security measures. So, you know, again, the protagonist in the story, he's not a survivalist. He does not have his, you know, sort of bunker full of foodstuffs and water. So through his experiences, they impart a lot of valuable lessons to readers about how do you go about getting prepared. On the security front, you know, I really walk through a realistic situation, which is, you know, they sort of do an inventory of their neighborhood and find out they're actually pretty weak and underprepared in terms of weapons to sort of defend themselves. I talk about another aspect that I get into a lot is this notion of not only once they've got their own neighborhood organized, how do they go out beyond their neighborhood and into the neighborhoods that surround them. And they encounter a lot of different situations, some where they are able to make some alliances and work together, other folks that they start encountering conflict. And so I think that's another notion. If you think about like layers of security, you can think of your home, you can think of your neighborhood, and then I think you need to start thinking about the neighborhoods beyond your own. And that's another aspect of the novel that I think is, you know, again, unique to this genre. So those are just a couple of examples of other areas I try to bring out and get people to think about. You know, and I think also just one way of, and I've had this feedback already from readers, is that I think people who are into preparations are always thinking about how do I get my spouse or my family or my friends who may not understand the need to be prepared, and what are some ways to get others thinking about that. And folks have already started to give me feedback that they really see this, see the Brushfire Plague as a not only a great read and interesting for them, and they learned a few things from it, but that it's really a great sort of introduction or primer to bring other folks along who maybe right now are not thinking about the need to be prepared for potential crises they might encounter in the future.
So what? Well, yeah, you can't give us a spoiler. I was about to ask you for one, but just any other things. I mean, there's so many reasons to prep. It's not just societal collapse due to plague. It might be due to economics. It might be due to political strife. And might not be America that's the only place in the crosshairs. Of course, we're talking to a global audience, and many countries have a much more eventful history than the U.S. does with this kind of stuff. But just any tips that people can learn, you know, any things that kind of go wrong. Your novel is very realistic, and I think that's one of the things I just want to bring to the listeners today in this talk.
Yeah, I think the other aspect we haven't talked about is, and I again, it comes out in the Brushfire Plague, is just how quickly things can sort of come apart. I think people completely, even some folks who really are getting prepared, think they're going to have a week or 2 weeks to sort of get ready for something. The reality is, if a plague like this broke out that is so destructive and spread so fast, things really do come apart in a matter of days. And certainly when you think about an earthquake or other situations, you know, we're not going to always have any other time to go get those last few supplies at the store. I see that mistake even being, like I said, obviously made by folks who aren't even thinking about being prepared, but even amongst those, some who are getting ready, sometimes, you know, I think miss that fact. And I think just how quickly things can sort of turn ugly if, when confronted with a collapse such as is set out in the Brushfire Plague. So I think those are just a few lessons I would share, you know, with it. And I think, you know, as people read the novel, they're going to discover that, you know, they're going to learn through sort of Cooper Adams. You know, again, he's not someone who's really very well prepared at all. Now, what's a great foil is his sidekick, that character's name is Paul Durenko, who is a pretty hardcore survivalist. And, you know, he's really the vehicle to really impart some of those really valuable lessons and sort of educate Cooper about what he should have done and what he needs to do going forward, as well as, and obviously the reader is then going to pick up those lessons as well.
Well, good stuff. Well, where can people get the book? And by the way, when was it published?
July 29th was the first day it was available to the public. And yeah, folks can get it on Amazon.com, on paperback, you know, trade paperback, and also the Kindle ebook reader. It's available on BN for BarnesandNoble.com, again, paperback, or for the Nook reader. An easy website if folks want to get more information about the book is the site dedicated to the book. It's really easy to remember. It's www.brushfireplague.com. Again, that's www.brushfireplague.com. And there's links to purchase the book from that site. There's some more background on myself, the story, some of the reviews that have started to come in, and there's obviously a fair amount of reviews already on Amazon as well.
Right, right. And just so the listeners know, the name Brushfire Plague, that was just to connote that it spreads like a brush fire and it's very destructive, right?
Absolutely. So in the story, that's what the media calls this plague, is Brushfire Plague, because it's spreading so quickly and it's so destructive. So that's where that comes from.
Well, hey, just in closing here, RP, are there any things that you'd like people to know about being prepared in general? Why to do it, how to do it, not necessarily relating to the book, but you've been fascinated by this type of reading for many, many years, and just wanted to see if you have any thoughts there.
Absolutely. I think I like to try to speak to folks, you know, who maybe aren't into this yet. And I think it's important. I mean, my standard thing I say to folks is, this, you know, you have homeowners insurance, you have car insurance. You know, why wouldn't you have some insurance in terms of, you know, food, water, basic security, communications, clothing, medical, that would get you through at least even a short-term crisis? And hopefully the more you have resources and ability and preparation, you know, longer-term crisis. I think that's the biggest thing I'd say to your audience, is that's so important. And I also fundamentally believe that it's just a basic responsibility. So, you know, in the Brushfire Plague, a really strong relationship is between the father and his son, and his efforts to obviously protect his son from everything that's going on all around them. And I have two boys of my own, and I just take that. I think it's a basic responsibility we have, you know, I have as a father. And I think, you know, just as a citizen of this country, as an American, you know, that's also a responsibility. And I think for those of us who are already prepared to whatever extent we are, I think we do have a fundamental responsibility to bring others along, if you will, and get them involved in getting prepared. Because again, the more preparations that have happened in a community or a neighborhood or a family, et cetera, we're all better off. If a crisis, and obviously we don't want anything to happen, but if a crisis were to come, we're all better, you know, we are all better off the more of those in our nation, our community, our neighborhood, our families who are prepared. And I really think, obviously, Brush Fire Play was written to just really be an entertaining and great novel with engaging and real and evolving characters. And I think folks will enjoy it. But I think it's also a great vehicle to maybe introduce some folks, you know, who aren't there yet, to open their eyes about possible crisis that they could end up facing. But I think that's the basic thing, is we've got to bring others along and get them, you know, get them to be, you know, maybe a little bit more aware than they currently are today.
Yeah, and you know, I think the fundamental reason, like you say, it's a responsibility. It's the thing you have to do, even if. If you're not that concerned about yourself, you need to prepare so that you can become less of a burden on the community. Because
Absolutely.
People that aren't prepared, they're a total burden to everybody else. It's so that it's a basic responsibility as part of society that each of us, it's incumbent on us to be prepared. So if you do nothing else but buy some extra canned food and some extra water, that would be a huge leap over most people. So
no, I think that's right, because again, if someone's walking around and they don't have fire insurance for their house or car insurance, we would call them irresponsible. And I think it's the same dynamic here. And it's funny you mentioned canned goods. One of my favorite lines of feedback I've gotten so far from a reader was someone who said, I don't normally read this genre. I got a recommendation from a friend and read it. And, you know, I never thought about this stuff before. It's got me thinking I should have some more canned goods on hand, and I should, you know how to defend myself if something like this were ever to happen. And, you know, that you know, I was thrilled to get that kind of feedback, because one, it shows, you know, that reader impact that your work has had, you know, the novel had on that individual. But even more than that is just that, again, I think that was someone else who, you know, eyes were opened a little bit about, at least now they're thinking about getting on hand at least some supplies to be ready for at least some sort of crisis. So I do think it's a basic responsibility. And I think, again, our responsibility is those whose eyes are open a little bit is to, again, help bring that knowledge and awareness to others.
Good stuff. Well, hey, RP, thank you for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed.